fuck you, man.
You rally on.
Get your booty on some more, nigga.
I keep the rally on. We reverse those. They got mad love for us. We get mad, dog. Tryna sabotage me. Getting cash flow. We don't respect none of you, nigga. We getting mad, dog. They got mad love for us. It's gon' stay that way. We got mad going on, they gon' spray that way. Outside nigga infiltrating, don't play around, don't play with me. Outside nigga come round, gon' spray him down like fire, man. Ripping the door like it's anime. Shooting a nigga like John K. Got mojo, I'm mojo, assassination. Driving the boat on the sands. Pull one of four in Japan. Selling that dope out of France. The Miley is great with a 10. The president look like a dance.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, family? Welcome to a new episode of Ism Radio. This is your host. This is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up game with the fam. Let me put on some Mac and music so I can really get it in with the fam. All right, what's going on, family? We're here, right here on Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. This is the second episode, and we're doing the show early. Usually we do the show on Tuesday, but we're doing this show early because I'm going out of the country next week. So we're doing the show early. We're going to chop up game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. And let me introduce my lovely, lovely lady co-host. We have Miss Chris in the house. How are you, Miss Chris?
I don't think my mic's on.
Your mic is on, sweetie. Can you not hear yourself?
No, I can't.
Oh, you can't. Okay, let's try about that.
Hi. All right.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes, I can.
There you go. There you go.
Awesome.
So how's your week been, Miss Chris?
It's good. Been doing a lot of writing and just a lot of focusing, taking a lot of time.
What you focusing on?
Love.
Love. Okay.
Aww. Just speaking truth and love into lives.
Such a hippie.
Positive.
All right.
Thoughts and feelings.
Love it. Love it. And we have over here Miss Sarah Nicole. How are you, Miss Sarah Nicole?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I am good. What have you been up to, young lady?
Just modeling, working, getting the grind on.
There you go. Modeling, working, and grinding on folks. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, let's see. We got the phone lines going. So the phone number is 818-850-5404. Now, who we got on the phone?
Yo, this is Ghetto Einstein straight out of Englewood.
Ghetto Einstein from Englewood. How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm doing good. Long-time listener, catching up on those Mac lessons up to this day.
Yes.
Here for the
Ism. Yes, indeed.
In a situation for you guys.
Yes, indeed. So, by the way, you're in Englewood. You going to Taste of Soul tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be out there full-fledged with my camera doing interviews.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be out there tomorrow with the family. So we're going to be out there chilling, making it do what it do.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what's up.
So what's on your mind, man? Talk to me. What's going on with you?
All right. So, look, I've been with my chick, my baby mama, for like 7 years or so. We had an engagement or whatever. That broke off. We were still living together at the time. And, you know, we was talking to other people, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, we back on good terms and we got through all that BS. Situation now is because of my past when I had cheated before, you know, anytime I'm meeting women, my woman is coming off as insecure and saying, you know, I'm saying inappropriate things or just not even like being like appropriate, just like the amount of time and the frequency I'm talking to these women. Now, I have no intentions to be with these women, but, you know, they come to me for advice or just companionship or whatever, and we just doing business and all kind of stuff. But my chick, she's getting all, you know, in a frizzy. What should I do?
Well, the thing is, you got to earn her trust again because, you know, she has a valid reason for kind of looking at you sideways because you said you have cheated on her before, right?
Yeah.
Now, how long ago was the cheating?
That was like 5-6 years ago.
Okay. Now, how long y'all been together?
7 years.
Oh, y'all been together for a minute. So you got that 7-year itch and you had to get up there and dig up into something else. So now, how old are you guys? How old are you and how old is she?
I'm 26 and she's 25.
Okay. Okay. So y'all like fresh on some fresh out of high school type of thing, right?
Sort of. Like I was my first year in the college and she was like just getting out of college.
Okay.
We wasn't established or nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So what you got to do, man, you got to establish trust. Now you ain't messing with no other breezies on the side no more, are you?
Nah, I'm past all that. I'm good.
Okay, because look, I'm kind of on the side of your lady. You know, she has a reason to be skeptical about your fidelity. So you got to kind of, you know, let her know how thorough you are just by repetition. You just got to keep on showing how thorough you are and, you know, don't trip on her asking questions, you know. You dig?
I dig. All right, man. Thanks.
I didn't have not cheated on you. I have not. I did not cheat on you at all. I did not cheat on you.
That sounds like you. you did not cheat it on her. All right, man, but thanks for the call, fam. Thank you for the call. All right, ladies, if a guy has cheated on you, you know, you got that in the back of your mind. You don't know if this guy is trustworthy. Would you stay, Sarah, would you stay with a guy who cheated on you once?
No.
And why not?
I have trust issues anyway.
Okay.
So I don't think I can trust you again if you cheated on me. I mean, why would you cheat on me and then you want me to trust you again? Every woman that you come in contact with, I would think that you're doing something.
Mm.
And I just can't go crazy like that. So I would just have to end it.
What about you, Miss Chris? Would you trust the guy who cheated on you?
So I believe in forgiveness, and I believe that love overcomes all. And so I believe that I would. Eventually it would be hard, and I wouldn't like it. But I do believe in forgiveness, and I stand by that. So
okay.
Well, come on now. Forgiveness is, it doesn't mean you have to take the person back. That's not what forgiveness means. You can forgive somebody for the wrong they've done. Doesn't mean you have to stay with them and put up with their crap.
Well, it's like you were married or something. Like, if I was married, I wouldn't divorce someone for cheating on me in a marriage.
Yeah, some women think like that. That's true. Hey, some women think, hey, this. Hey. I wouldn't knock that. I wouldn't knock that at all. And let's hear from some of these fellas. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's good, Tyreek? This your boy Giovanni from Atlanta, man.
What's up, Gio from Atlanta? How you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
Man, I'm good, man. Look, check this out, man. I'm in a dilemma, right? You listening? Y'all listening?
We listening, brother.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on, ladies, man? It's cool that Tyreek she added y'all to the broadcast. That's what's up.
Yes,
how
indeed.
You doing?
All right, let's stop spitting and tell us your dilemma, Gio. All right,
man. So I went out with this girl for like 4 months, right? I mean, right. No. I went out with her for like 2.5 years. And I broke up with her for like 4 months, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one of my boys that I'm affiliated with, he ended up smashing, you know what I'm saying? So now she calling me, blowing me up, bro, like emailing me, you know? Like, me and him, we cool, but we not friends, you know what I'm saying? Official friends, bro, like, we affiliated, though, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, she knew that I knew him and she still fucked him, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're not friends with the dude, but she knew that you kind of knew the guy, right?
Yeah, she knew that, you know. So it's like, I'm in a situation like, damn, she blowing me up, man. Like today, man, she just, I'm out doing, you know what I'm saying, making my moves or whatever, man. She dropped the dog off right there in front of my doorstep and shit, like. So, it's just crazy.
She dropped a dog in front of your doorstep?
Man, it's her mom's birthday, bro. And she dropped her dog right by my car, like, by the fence, you know what I'm saying? I think she tried to put him on the doorstep, but...
Okay, yeah, all over the place. Where the fuck did the dog come from in the story, brother? Y'all gotta put things in context. You're talking about... She's with another dude. You kind of know the dude. Then there's a damn dog and a fucking leprechaun. I mean, what's going on with this story, brother?
This is what I'm saying. I went out with her 2.5 years. Broke up with her for like 4 months. Come to find out from my homeboy boy, like, we in the car. My homeboy driving. I'm in the passenger seat. And we talking, you know, just talking, you know, nigga shit, like boy shit. So all of a sudden, like, nowhere, he tell me, like, yo, I smashed Tesla. You know, that was my girl.
What's her name?
Right.
What's her name? Tesla. What's her name?
I ain't gonna say her name, man.
You already said it, nigga.
Look, it's like, man, I don't know what to do. She blowing me up, emailing me, calling my phone. Like,
Now, what does she want? Does she? She's trying to get back into a relationship with you?
Yeah, man, she's trying to get back with me, and I ain't trying to do it because she let the dude that I know smash. You know what I'm saying?
Even though, and that's the only one you know. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
That's the only one that you know. Who else is she smashing?
That was it. It was just him. She ain't cheating on me or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? She smashed a nigga I know.
How you know she? Okay. How do you know she didn't cheat? You know she's throwing pussy around so much that it caught somebody you knew. So let's who knows who else she's out there banging. You just going by what old dude says or what she's saying. She might be out there with other dudes.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm thinking about charging into the game, to be honest, man.
Yeah, if she's out here, you know, with loose coochie, man, it's about time to let that slide. You know what I'm saying? It's about time to let that slide because, you know, she's out here banging people and she didn't bang somebody that you know. So that's a red flag right there. And we don't know who else out here she's banging and, you know, she's telling you one thing and, you know, you got that forgiveness in your heart. I hear it. You longing for that coochie and I can hear the forgiveness. You wanting to let it slide. You I hear it in your voice, brother. You want to let that thing slide.
I ain't even mad, man. I'm just disappointed. You just fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you say you ain't mad. Yeah, you say that now. You're trying to be cool, but you call her ass, and you be on some other shit.
I give you everything. What the fuck more you want out of me? Huh? What the fuck? You want me to rob the bank just to make you fucking happy, bitch?
Man. Ain't nothing like that.
All right, brother, but I say you should charge her to the game and just let her be a friend with benefits, meaning that, you know, you get together with her and just smash, but don't claim that. You feel me? Don't claim her. Just smash. She want to call up and throw some loose coochie? Go ahead and hit that and hit it for the hood. But just get up, you know, wash off your genitals because you don't know what kind of gonorrhea she's rolling around out here with, you dig?
Man, I'm straight, man. I'm charging all the way to the game, man. I ain't caught her since she smashed him, man. You know what I'm saying? She been just blowing me up, bro.
Okay, yeah. Hey, man, you don't want that dick residue on you. I feel you, brother. All right, man, but thank you for the call, fam.
Hey, no problem, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. So, ladies, this brother right here, our brother was out here with this young lady. Sound like she had some loose coochie. She was banging in the streets. Now, ladies, have any of you ladies, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. Why me first?
Have you ever cheated on a dude? Have you ever cheated on a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what made you cheat on the guy?
Long story, but he wasn't taking care of home, basically.
Okay. What does taking care of home mean? Women use these vague-ass terms.
No, seriously.
Well, he had to go fly a kite. I mean, remember what? These, fuck these vague terms. What is that?
No, he was literally like the worst boyfriend I ever had in my life. Like,
okay.
Even my parents hated him. He would, if I asked him to do any little thing for me, it would take him years to do and on his terms. And it was like I was fourth to his mama, his sister, his nephew, and everybody else. If I wanted to get my nails done, he would just give me $20, and I would say, "All right, well, can I get some chicken afterwards?"
I want to know when the pussy throwing started. What?
I started cheating after on him because I didn't know how to leave him, so I started cheating on him.
Then you started cheating, plural. How many dudes were you cheating with?
I just cheated on him with one guy.
Okay.
It was a guy that was a friend of mine.
Okay. See, and fellas, that's what I always tell you. Women with these dudes as friends.
No. That's not true all the time.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true all the time.
You know that your guy friends are trying to smash.
I don't.
Women lie to themselves.
Oh, Lord.
Chris, do you have guy friends? You have guy friends, right?
I do.
Okay, so do you know that these guy friends are trying to get into your little bloomers?
I don't know if they're trying to get into my bloomers, but I do know they're attracted to me.
Exactly. Y'all know that the dudes want
to
hit.
I don't think that applies to me.
You don't think that dudes hanging around you, unless they're queens.
See, I hang around with a lot of queens.
Yeah, that's different. I ain't talking about the queens. Okay. I'm talking about the straight dudes.
No, because the guy I cheated on him with, we weren't like hanging out. We weren't like, I didn't see this person like on the regular.
Why didn't
I just knew him.
Why didn't you break up with him though?
Girl, it was a situation. I just felt like I at that time, I just felt like I couldn't leave. Like, I didn't know how to leave. I was in that relationship for so long. I'm like, what do I do without this person? But eventually, I did leave, and, you know, hey.
Now, Chris, have you cheated on a guy before?
No.
Oh, Lord. You've never.
Because I get super sprung when I'm with my dude. Like, I'm, like, all about him. Like, I get really OCD, like, obsessed.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
But, like, not
she,
crazy,
like, call
though,
and text 20 times.
Crazy, no, not crazy, but just, like, I'm just so in love, like, that I would feel so guilty, like, thinking about another person. I don't know, maybe that's, like, deep-rooted
damn,
stuff.
Damn, even
I'm
your
like,
thoughts, you can't even like, think about no other dick or nothing like that?
No, I mean, other than celebrities.
Oh, okay. I had Brad Pitt is so hot. Yeah, fucking Ben Affleck. I love him. Ben Affleck's is so fucking hot.
No, I haven't.
So Sarah's the only one out here with loose coochies.
No.
So Sarah's the only one.
Yo,
Sarah,
let me defend myself.
Give it up to Sarah.
No.
This Sarah song. This Sarah.
Oh, you trying to shame me.
This is Sarah.
No,
some
you dicky, didn't
some
play
dicky,
this.
Dicky, some dicky, dicky, some dicky, dicky.
No, no.
Sarah needs some dicky, dicky when shit don't go right in the relationship.
No. To my defense, that was the only person I've cheated on. I've only cheated on him one time. And then I blamed him for why I cheated on him.
Oh, y'all always blame the dudes.
Him. It was his fault.
Y'all always blame the dudes.
He knows it was his fault. He knows.
Man, what's going on? Who's on the phone?
Yo, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? There was a little delay. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's going on, King Slug? This is Steve calling in from Miami.
Steve from Miami. How you doing, Steve?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, sister?
Hi.
What's...
Y'all speak up, ladies. Y'all got to speak in that mic. Let the people know. Let the people feel you.
How you doing?
How you doing?
All right, nigga, get to talking. Y'all get to flirting and then forget. Y'all get lost. How you doing? I bet y'all smell good.
Because,
I bet y'all smell so good.
I know lately, after the birth of a nation, you know, these black feminists, man, they're coming out and trying to ruin the movie.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I was thinking this to myself, you know, why these black females are, like, so angry at the men?
Well, you know, a lot of these are pretend feminists, and a lot of them are. Yeah, and a lot of them are really co-opted by the mainstream media. They put them out there as shields so that they can hide their racism behind them. It's always a very small group of these so-called fake feminists, and I talked about that on my last show. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. All right, let me see who else we got on the phone because I didn't want to go deep into that. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Matt from Chicago.
Matt from Chicago, how you doing, fam?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
What's going on? What's on your mind, brother?
Man, nothing much. I just want to say thank you for everything you do.
Are you all right, brother? You sound like you're taking a bubble bath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah. I'm in my car with my son's waiting on some pizza right now.
Oh, okay. All right, tell your son I said what's up. How old is your son?
My oldest one is 8, and my baby boy is 5. Say hello, y'all.
Hello.
What's up, boys?
Hey. Four.
Yes, indeed. Have you let the boys watch Hidden Colors yet?
Yes, sir. Boys, did y'all like Hidden Colors?
Yes.
Good. Love it. Love
so
it. Big boys.
I
what'd he say?
You know what? I did have a little situation.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So, I was involved with this female, and I know how you talk about females with multiple tattoos, you know, because he's still in that lifestyle.
Yes.
And so when I got with her, she was playing like the Marsha Brady role. So, I want this for my future and that, and I can't wait to do this with you. And then just turned up, she kept needing help for this, needing help with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, I was helping out. But then after helping out, I started noticing, you know, I was starting to go through some things, not really financial, but stuff started happening with my car. People started acting crazy with me and just a whole bunch of other stuff. So I was never reading one of your books, and you were talking about bad luck chick.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to feel like she one of those.
Exactly. That's what that sounds like, man. Those bad luck chicks, man. It's always somebody out there who are needy, and they play on men's desire to save women. There's a natural desire for men to save women, especially if the woman is attractive. Now, she's a booger wolf. Niggas just leave them hanging. But if she's an attractive woman, the capes come out flapping. And women,
yeah,
a lot of them.
She's attractive.
Yeah, and a lot of women, they know how to play on that. So you got women out here where there's always some shit going on in their lives. And they drag you into that stuff. And that's what you don't want to do. You do not want to get caught up with a female who always has something crazy going on in her life. Because usually it's something that's self-inflicted, something that she is orchestrating herself. It's always something. She done got evicted. She done lost some money. She done lost her phone. She done, somebody done broke into her makeup bag and took her MAC product. It's always some shit with one of these women.
Yeah.
They got
shot.
Yeah, they done somebody.
Her mama was hating on her.
Her mama hating on her. Everybody's hating on her. That's another thing. Them bad luck chicks, everybody hate them according to them. They get in a fight. Everybody want to fight them because they all that. They five or six dudes then jumped on them. It's always something with people like that. And you got to charge them to the game. They're nothing but trouble, especially when you got them little boys. You don't want no bad luck chick around them boys at all. So you got to charge them to the game. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call, brother. Ladies, have y'all ever dealt with bad luck dudes before? Because I always talk about bad luck women. Chris, have you ever dealt with a dude who's just had a bunch of bullshit going on in his life?
It's so funny. I'm trying to think about that. No, I mean, it's dudes are I've been with have been so super chill. Just super, like, I'm usually the crazy one.
Oh, wow. And you're square
but
as
I'm not like
a
bad
pool
luck
table.
Chick, though.
You're not, so you don't have a bunch of bullshit?
I don't.
So have you ever went through, like, a bad luck chick spurt where you just had a bunch of bullshit in your life? Going through a bunch of stuff. And
yeah, like college. Okay. Like when I was in college.
Okay, everybody goes through shit in college, though.
But, yeah, no, so the dudes, like, they're just super chill, so no bad luck about you.
What about you, Miss Sarah? Any bad luck negras in your life?
I would have to agree with Miss Chris. I haven't ran into any bad luck guys. Honestly, me personally, I've been through situations where I felt like I was in bad luck, I guess. You know, but then that's when you just don't date. Get your shit together and, you know, hold off on the dating.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring that, you know, baggage into the new relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the thing. When people go through a little bad luck spurt, they think that's the time to go out there and meet folks and then bring them into their bullshit.
No, you definitely can cloud your judgment when you're going through shit.
My best friend was like that. She was, like, dating a guy, and she was a bad luck chick. She's just always so negative, but she was just always in a negative space. Like, that was just her M.O. All the time. It's just, she just, and she fed it. It's kind of like an energy vampire, if you guys have ever been with those people.
Yeah.
And they just, when you're around them, your energy sucked, and you're just like, ugh, and then, like, you start becoming.
Oh my God.
So you have to get like,
that's
to be
so
like, all
true.
Right, listen, get your shit together.
Absolutely.
And figure it out.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Now, Sarah, what's going on out here in the news real quickly before we get into some more game with the family?
So what's really interesting and sort of kind of funny, Trump versus all these sexual assaults.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And Michelle Obama's passionate and moving speech about the sexual assault.
Let's get on that Trump thing for a minute. Let's get on the Trump. So they're bringing out a lot of women against Trump right now, and they're strategically putting it out to sabotage him getting elected, which is good because I don't want him to be elected. But what's interesting, a lot of these stories coming out about these women saying that Trump groped them years ago, and immediately they're talking about how none of these women are credible, all these women are lying, but they believed all them women when they came out talking about Bill Cosby. They never questioned any of them when they came out against Cosby, but now they're coming out against Trump, and they're questioning everything about him. And Trump is saying some real funny shit. He's like, well, look at her. I'm not. Yeah. I wouldn't touch that.
Yes.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this quote.
What was it? What was the actual quote?
She would not be my first choice. That I can tell you. That I can tell you. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Cosby said some shit like that, they would have every lawsuit in the world against that dude.
I feel like they have like an employment place where they have these women. They just, hey, you up next.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, file these charges.
Exactly. Exactly. They have them on standby. They all go through Gloria, all red, that whole shebang. Exactly. Man, what's going on down in Haiti right now? Because I'm going, for those who don't know, I'm going to Haiti next week. I am going down to Haiti next week. And I'm going to be doing some filming. We're doing a documentary about Haiti. And I'm going to be down there next week. That's why we're doing the show early now. And we want to find out what's needed down there as far as relief. Because when I was on my way down there, some of my people were like, hey, can you bring some water purification tablets? I'm like, wow. They were like, yeah, because the tablet, we need to purify the water. We need these aqua tabs. That's what they're called. Mm-hmm. That purifies the water because the water is fucked up down there. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me that they have jacked the prices up of the water because of the hurricane. I'm like, so people are, they're just doing real slick shit down there. So I'm taking a gang of those water tablets down there, and I'm going to find out what else is needed while I'm down there. So all my people from Haiti, I need y'all to email me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know where to go, some of the places to hit up. Let me know car rental information, chauffeur information. All my Haiti people, hit me up. A lot of you have hit me up already, but let me know what's going on. So when I get down there on the ground, we can just hit the ground running and make sure we can do the best we can while we're down there. But have y'all heard anything about the relief and what they're trying to do down there?
So far, I've just read about the Redskins donating a bunch of money.
Right,
and
right.
A lot of the players are personally going to Haiti and doing their part of helping.
Good.
And a lot of people, black people are saying, you know, do not donate to the Red Cross.
Right. A lot of the brothers and sisters down there are saying that. And I've been saying that for years. The Red Cross, that shit don't get to them. The Red Cross is a damn racket. I'm saying it. It's nothing but a racket. They've been getting money for Haiti and all these places for years, and nothing is improved. That's why we got to start going down there and just get hands on, man, and see what's needed and then try our best to provide ourselves. Shout out to Jay-Z. From what I understand, him and Beyonce are giving money down there. Shout out to Jay. People talk shit about Jay and B, but they do the part.
They do a lot.
They do a lot, man. So I got a lot of respect for them. Somebody in the chat room said Puffy gave $10 million. That's a good thing.
Awesome. That's good.
I know Usain Bolt gave $10 million. The track guy, he gave $10 million down there. So I hope that money is going to where it needs to go. That's why I want to go and see what, I want to see what's happening down there.
I just hope the Clintons aren't involved in any way, especially that brother.
Yeah,
of hers. He's in control
of a lot of shit down there.
Hey,
what's up, man? Who's calling?
This is Johnny Small out of Chicago.
Johnny Small out of Chicago. What's on your mind, Johnny?
I've been waiting for this, man, and I've seen you tweet about it before. But can someone please take care of Sheriff Coon Clark from Milwaukee? Like, that dude just, and I don't wish death upon nobody, but you know how you wish somebody get hit by a truck? and if it happened, you ain't gonna bat an eye.
Man.
And second is these, severely lost black feminist women. Like, I understand they didn't have fathers, but man, at this point in time in the game, you can research what a man is, because all men definitely ain't shit, but you just see that they never had a loving father figure or know what that is.
But yeah, man, that's why we have the Plantation Celebration Awards, the Coon Train Awards, which we got a lot of people we're going to put on the nomination list for next year. I mean, damn.
Oh, man.
It's getting heavy, man. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. Now, speaking of Coonan, what was this thing? What was the deal with Floyd Mayweather? Because a lot of people thought that Floyd Mayweather hopped on the Coon train with some of his comments. Sarah, what was he talking about? Well, Sarah, Chris, this is Sarah.
Okay.
You point over there to Chris. Don't you dare.
Well, Floyd Mayweather made a ridiculous statement saying, you know, well, all lives matter, and, you know, the first thing you do is call the police when you need help. So I'm not trying to say that one life matter more than the other.
Right. It's just like, right, really? Right. And you know, and I talked about that on the Tariq radio show, and I was thinking, you know, something is up with that. For him to come out saying that and just being that blatant with trying to play the fence. And I knew something was going on with that. And from what I understand, I had some people who are out there in Vegas. They told me, and I don't know how credible the source is, but they said that Floyd is trying to buy a strip club out there in Vegas, from what I understand. And again, this hasn't been verified, but this is what I'm hearing. And, you know, he's having trouble getting the license or whatever. So this could, and this is just my conjecture, this could just be him trying to soft shoe a little bit so that those races who run Vegas will kind of give him a little leeway. Because we got to understand, Vegas, the people, Nevada, see, we forget about Nevada. Nevada is a hick state. It's real hickish. The movie Casino talked about that. You know, you remember that when the mafia was out there? So you think, when we think of Nevada, we think of Vegas, slick businesses, all that. But it's really run by a bunch of fucking hicks. And yeah, no, these are like these Trump lovers, those type of cats.
That's one of my favorite movies, too.
Yeah, Casino's a very good movie. So, you know, Floyd trying to get it popping with a casino and trying to get a license. I know, you know, they're throwing all types of shade at the dude if that's what he's trying to do. So I can understand him if that's what, and this is just my conjecture. I don't want to seem like I'm making excuses for Floyd because he should not have said that all lives matter nonsense. But it sounds like he's trying to hustle a license or, you know, let the people who's running the show know that he's a good nigra. You know what I'm saying? Or he's just playing chess. I'm not mad at him if he's playing chess.
He could be.
Sometimes you do have to play chess with these folks. You know, we got to go through the races to get through a lot of stuff. And sometimes you just got to play that role. You got to play the, well, you know, I love all the children. You know, you got to be like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson played chess.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, people thought that, you know, he was like, oh, I love all the children and all that. But behind closed doors, Michael was about that it. Damn money. Michael was like, yeah, let me get that catalog off you, Tommy Mottola. He was on that shit. I believe Michael liked pussy, too, back to, he act like he didn't. Oh, yeah, Michael.
I thought he was asexual because, like, he was married to
Presley.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Presley, and she said they never consummated their marriage. Wow. I thought that was kind of weird.
That was something that was hooked up by the Scientologists, though. It was some real deep shit, because at the time, that's when those molestation charges first start coming out. So then they hooked him up with her, because back then, the Scientologists, and let's get deep. Can we get deep, family?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, the Scientologists, they're good at hiding shit and creating images for people. Hold on, what's all these sounds in the back? Hold on 1 second. I got all types of sounds and music going on. Sound like I'm in Soul Train and American Bandstand at the same fucking time. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my music together. But with the Scientologists, they're very good at kind of cleaning up people's images, especially if there's some kind of scandal. If there's some kind of scandal, they can clean your image up. So when Michael was going through his scandal, they got together with him and said, okay, we're going to make it seem like you just love pussy. Do a lot of photo ops with you and Lisa Marie Presley. They did the same thing with John Travolta. Because John Travolta, for years, there were gay rumors about John Travolta.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were gay rumors about John Travolta for years. So they brought him into that whole Scientologist fold and kind of cleaned his image up a little bit.
Kind of like Tom Cruise.
He's a Scientologist.
He's like the matriarch of it. Like
the leader.
Yeah, he's big on that. There were rumors about him.
They protect him like crazy.
Them Scientologists, man, they on some mafioso type shit.
Yeah, because, you know, Lisa Remini spoke out against the church and spoke out against, what's his name, John Travolta and all of them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, and they banned her, like, seriously.
Oh, wow.
They punished her.
Yeah, you know that Isaac Hayes was into Scientology. Yeah, he was a Scientologist. And, you know, South Park did a special on Scientology, and they were kind of going in on it because some of the ideology is insane. And Isaac quit the show. He quit South Park because of that.
I was going to say, doesn't he?
He died now. Yeah, he died. But
he did the voice, right?
Yeah, he did the voice of Chef. Mm. I want to make love to your woman. I don't want to turn you down by the fire.
They did a whole movie or documentary called Going Clear. Hmm. So
about Scientology?
Yeah, you have to check that out. That's
ooh, wow. Really that sounds intense. Interesting.
Yeah, it was some secrets revealed.
I got to check that out. That's interesting.
Yeah, Going Clear.
Oh, Lisa Remini did a documentary,
it's on Hulu,
too, exposing Scientologists.
But yeah, they hook you up, though. You know, Brandy, I think, is a Scientologist. The singer Brandy.
No.
I think, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think no. She is. Where the people in the chat room, ain't Brandy a part of that? Because, you know, Brandy was in a car accident mm-hmm. some years ago. She killed somebody.
Yeah, she did.
And they helped.
Two people.
Yeah, they helped cover that shit up. You ain't heard nothing else about that.
Wait. Not with her mama.
What?
Sonya Norwood? I don't think so.
Shit.
Sonya Norwood would not have that.
Oh, please.
Their
Brandy's
mom
grown.
Is not.
Yeah, I know she's one, but Brandy's grown. That's a grown ass woman. So true. I think she was a part of that whole clique.
Hmm.
You know, that's.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real deep, man. No, it's real deep.
I have a friend who actually does the classes and the little thing. So I have a friend. Yeah, it's a.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway.
But y'all, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call up. Fellas, ladies, where are the ladies at? I want some of the ladies to call up. I know a lot of ladies are listening right now because I want to give y'all some game and help you out and get your mouthpiece crisp and see what's happening in your life. And again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. And all my L.A. people, if you're in L.A., they're having this thing called Taste of Soul. It's a big thing that's happening in L.A. You going tomorrow,
I'm
Sarah?
Going.
Yes,
yeah.
We are going.
Yeah, I
know.
Wait.
Chris ain't going. It's Soul. Oh, my God.
It's too black.
Too black.
Oh,
barbecue chicken. No.
I'm from the South.
I like boiled chicken.
No, I eat so.
Macaroni and cheese. Ew.
My mama makes good food.
Uh-oh.
I bet.
Yes, she does.
She makes
What's up? Who's calling?
This your boy, Jimmy J. Smooth out the 832. What's good?
What's up, Jimmy J. Smooth? How you doing, fam?
Man, nothing much, man. I am so glad you had broke down the very same stuff I had broke down about Birth of a Nation on my YouTube thing, man. Because, I mean, I did a YouTube video because you were telling me, you know, always know what you're talking about.
Yes.
When you came out here to Houston and when you're doing your radio and stuff, and you had broke it down like right for me, dog. I mean, you just ran. You just took the baton and like ran with it, brother. So I should appreciate you for that, brother.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for the call, brother. All right, that's Jimmy J. Smooth. Let's see who else we got here. What's up? And Chris laughing at you, Jimmy J. Smooth. What's up? Who's calling? What's up? Who's calling? Okay, let's try it one more time. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, lady.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
How you doing, love? What's your
Hi.
Name? What's your name?
Simone.
Hey, Simone. I used to date a girl named Simone. Had a big ass and a little waist. Simone got boned.
Ooh.
All right, I'm joking, but not really. But what's up? What's on your mind?
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm from Chicago, but
yes.
I just recently moved to Houston.
Okay.
And so I've been having a little trouble dating
in Houston.
Yes.
A lot of brothers in Houston. I've been to Houston, one of my favorite cities. A lot of professional good brothers down there. What's the problem?
There is a lot of professional good brothers down here,
but
for some reason, like when I go out, then they don't approach me.
Are you a little ratchet, Miss Simone?
No, hell no.
Okay. Well, now what you look like?
What's your Insta?
I'm 5'4".
5'4", okay.
Kind of light skin.
Kind of light skin, a little mocha, okay. How much you weigh?
I weigh
165. Oh,
okay, that's kind of thick. You ain't, you know, nice and thick. Who people say you look like?
Go to my Instagram.
Okay,
yeah,
God
we're
damn.
Gonna get it.
I got it.
You got it?
I'm gonna get on it. What's
okay.
your Instagram?
What's your Instagram?
It's Miss Goddess. So MV.
Hold on one second. We're Hold on one second.
MV.
MV.
MZ.
MZ, okay.
Oh,
underscore.
Underscore, okay.
Goddess.
Oh, I see you.
Miss Goddess,
you
okay.
You got sunglasses on?
No.
Okay, Miss God. Okay, Goddess what?
It's Miss Goddess 87. Mm.
87. Had to 87. Okay, let me see. This one right here.
Oh, she's cute.
Okay, you cute little thick thing. It's Miss Reed, right?
Yeah.
All right, yep. Add me. I'm following you right now. You got the little wet and wavy weave. I love it.
I'm following you, too.
Yeah, now.
Okay.
Yeah, you thick. You got a cute face, at least. I don't know what your body look like. Yeah, add me so we can see what's going on. We're going to help you out with your problem right now. What type of dudes? Okay. What types of dudes are you dealing with?
Well, I don't care for like I like more like square dudes. Like I like dudes that like work 9 to 5. Like I work a 9 to 5. I'm educated. I have my own stuff. So I look for someone who's on that level. And my friends tell me that I'm too picky. And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna give no ugly broke ass nigga just to say I have somebody.
Exactly. Now, how old are you? With 30 what?
What? I'm 29.
Shit.
And I'm for real 29. Shit. No, I'm for real 29.
There ain't no 29. Women never admit to being 29. If you're 29, they say they're 23.
So they. I was born in 87.
Okay.
If I wasn't 29, then I wouldn't say that.
So what was the last relationship you were in? What was the last guy you were with?
It was a year ago.
Okay.
So I've been single for about a year.
And was the guy in Chicago? Was a Chicago dude?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of dudes do you like? I'm gonna hook you up.
I love men who are intelligent. Mm-hmm. I love men who are knowledgeable. Can't do no cooning.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I like guys who like to travel.
Now this is what you like. Now you from Chicago. Have you dated some G's, some thugs? Have you dated some street dudes?
Back in the day, yes.
There you go. There we go. I can kind of see it in your face a little bit. And you know, you deal with them street dudes. I can see it. I know a chick that has been with some street dudes, somebody who done been knifed before. Has anybody ever drawn a weapon on you? Because you look like that type. Somebody then drew a weapon and you fought them off. You look like one of them chicks who can beat a motherfucker's ass with her bare hands. So what's going on with the... So now you want to turn a new leaf. Is that pretty accurate, Miss Simone?
No.
Yes, it is. So you go on a date with a dude.
Is it a gun? Is it a knife?
No.
Is it a wallet? This is your life.
Is it a gun, nigga? Is it a knife? Don't stab me no more. But no, it's good to want to turn a new leaf. Look, I was in the street life myself. I turned a new leaf. There's nothing wrong with that. What you got to do, you got to be the square that you want. You know, back in the...
Square.
Yeah, but you gotta be for real square. You look like you semi-square. You seem like you square Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday you turn all the way the fuck up, and then try to square back up on Sunday. No, you gotta be a Saturday square too. That's the thing. And you still got some turn up in your eyes. I see it.
Tyreek, no, I'm not. I go to work Monday through Friday, like you said. On the weekends, I go to the gym. I run errands, and that's it. And I sit my ass in the house. I don't even really know a lot of people here in Houston.
Well, you sit in the house because you haven't found a place to turn up yet. I'm looking at you. Yeah. I'm looking at your Instagram. You got a picture of a big fucking drink, a fishbowl drink with two straws in it. So you look for the turn up. You just haven't found the turn up yet. Don't act like you ain't turning up because of a choice. If you found the turn up spot, your little thick ass would be right up in there. So you got to choose the square, and you got to be on that square shit if you're trying to catch a square dude. So you can't be in the turn-up spot. You need to be in the square spot. You need to start going to some of those Comic-Con conventions. Or did I offend Chris?
Yeah. Comic-Con.
We're going to get on Chris in a minute.
Comic-Con.
Yes.
I don't want a nigga nerd.
What's wrong with a nigga nerd? What's wrong with a nigga nerd? That's what you do? You don't want a nigga nerd? Somebody with a good job,
good credit.
Good credit.
I want to have a good good job. I want him to have a good job. I want him to have something going for himself. All of that. But I don't want a nigga from Comic Con.
I'm so with you.
So you want somebody to blow that back out still. That's what you're trying to say?
To be honest, then yes, that does have to happen.
Yep.
No.
But this is where the dick night is, ain't it, huh? Y'all looking for the dick. I need some dicky. That's Simone. All right, Simone, what you got to do? You got to square up. You got to really, really square up and start going to some of the square spots. Start hang around some of the nigga nerds. Some of them. Some of them might have a little swag, and some of them you can kind of teach swag, too. Sometimes you can give them some swag. You can get you a nigga nerd and kind of mold them a little bit and bring them on to the left a little bit instead of him bringing you into super square world, because you want that stability. And you're at the age now, you 29, so it's time to settle down. You can't go with the dude with 100% swag, because swag ain't stability. This is why, you know, swag isn't stable. As women, you need stability. Swag is for the young girls, you know, the real young girls. 100% swag. I'm not talking about, like, you know, one of those rare dudes that has the intelligence and the swag and the street smarts and the business smarts. You know, that's a rare thing. So if you're going to make a choice, you better compromise for the nigga nerd instead of the 100% swag dude. So you got to think more logically than emotionally, because you get with the swag dude because it's an emotional thing. It makes you feel young. A lot of women like the dude sagging, talking that slick shit, but you'll notice these dudes never have their shit right. And, you know, when women, yeah, and so when you're getting older, you know, you might have kids or stepkids popping off or whatever, so you need stability in that household. And sometimes it's hip to be square. There was a song in the 80s called "It's Hip to Be Square." So square up. Pop that pussy and get you a little nerdy dude and chill out, Simone. Thank you for the call. Now what, have you been to Comic-Con, Chris?
No, I haven't. But
my
roommates went this year promoting their video game, and no.
It's just too nerdy?
The pictures that she was showing me on her like feed, I'm just like, that's not for me.
Now, you seem like you would go to something like that, the Comic-Con.
No, I definitely would.
Dressed up as a damn Princess Leia from Star Wars or some shit.
No, but see, I'm like sweet on the outside, and then I like a little something different.
Something different like what?
Like something more, I like the swag. Mm-hmm. I like a little bad boy. Like,
right.
Bad boy.
A little bad boy.
Yeah, okay, maybe like 75% bad boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Miss Sarah? Sarah, would you prefer nerd over a stable nerd over broke swag?
Oh, gosh.
Let's be real now.
I'm being real.
Let's be real. What would you prefer?
Honestly, I would prefer the nerd, because...
Now, women say that.
I know, but I have... My track record shows that, though. I usually date guys that are unattractive, but they got their shit together. They own businesses. They, you know.
And all you ugly dudes, y'all got a chance with Sarah. Sarah says she like she likes ugly dudes. Sarah has an ugly fetish.
Yeah, I wouldn't say ugly fetish.
Okay, but
yeah, Sarah. But I don't like a guy to be too pretty, like. I don't want so my type would be like a Nas. Like, he looks good. You know, he's handsome. He's not like 100% like fine, but he's not all up in the mirror either.
Right.
I want to stand out. I am the chick here.
Right.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
There you go. So ugly dudes. Ugly dudes, if you felt like you didn't have a chance.
Oh.
You're walking around with that strong fucking face and lonely. You have a sexy, sexy sister right here that will give you a chance. She will. And she's on camera right now. We got the camera going.
No.
Look in the camera and look sexy. There you go.
Come on over.
So Chris, swag or nerd? What would you like? What would a broke swaggish dude, a dude who had a lot of swag but his money wasn't right, or a very nerdy dude who was very stable? What would be more important?
Wait, is he attractive or that doesn't play?
The nerdy dude, he's like whatever, but you know, he's average looks, yeah. but he's stable.
Okay.
So which one?
It's so hard, attractive? Isn't it? No, I want to know. It's hard, right? I'll pick the more attractive.
Okay, let's say they're equally attractive. Let's say they
then the nerdy one.
The nerdy one.
Yeah.
Why the nerdy one?
Because it's stable and it's security and he'll be there and he's my square or he's my simp.
There you go.
Yeah, simp. But the swaggest dude, he got the flavor, he got the attitude. You know, his money is whatever, but he makes you feel a certain way. He can hit it. He can. Diddle your nipples or do whatever you like.
But he doesn't have a job.
No, his money is fucked up.
But no. Like, I like nice things.
Right.
And I need somebody to take care of me.
Women, y'all talk that bullshit. Y'all talk that bullshit. What? And y'all go for the swag all the time.
No, I agree with what you're saying, Tariq. I think that's very true.
Right.
I think women do that.
Somebody in the room, they said, Chris wants a white nerd. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking yay,
no,
Chris. You're so fucking hot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's go dress this Hunger Games to the movies. Fuck.
No, nerds, no. They're so socially awkward. Yeah. Like, I want a date with a nerd, and he just cannot talk to me. Like, I need someone to, like, fuck my mind. Like, just fuck my mind. Like, and if you can't, and you're just socially awkward, and you can't talk to me, then I don't talk to me.
Yeah, you know, I actually been out on a date with a nerd who couldn't talk either. Like, he was infatuated.
Yeah.
He just couldn't stop staring at me, and it made me kind of feel weird. I'm like, okay. This is not gonna work.
And that's the thing, but some of those nerds, from what I hear, some of those nerds, they might be goofy and silly, but they get in the bedroom and they do something real slick on your ass. They eat your coochie real good or something. One of them nerds get to eat. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Say good.
Oh my god.
Say tasty. Did a little clap.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, I can't with your.
Because I know some nerdish girls. I know some girls who are very nerdish. They're like, oh, they're real goofy, socially awkward, but they get in the bedroom and they get the gobbling and getting that throat action popping. Some of those nerd girls know how to get it in. My fellas know what I'm talking about. Some of the best things that I've been receiving were from nerdy chicks before. They're not as fly as my fucking wife. Let's just be clear on that, just in case she's listening. Love you, babe. The phone number is 818-850-5404. What else is happening in the news, Sarah Nicole?
So I wanted to touch on Nas.
Yes, what's
going
on, my brother?
He's going to be another black rapper billionaire.
Oh, really?
On the low.
Oh.
A lot of people aren't catching this, but he has invested in a lot of things like Lyft, Dropbox, and Coinbase.
Yeah.
So he's making some dough behind the scenes. He's going to be indeed. The next Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Nas
Everybody's
gets paper. Sleep.
Yeah, he gets money.
Yeah.
You know, so I knew he was getting money when he had to pay Khalees, like, what, $30 a month?
Yeah,
I said, oh,
and people were like, what?
He getting that Diddy money.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's what Kim Porter gets from Diddy. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, a lot of folks didn't know Nas was holding like that.
Yeah, he got
We were texting each other, me and Nas. He was in Paris a few weeks ago. We were chopping it up. Nas hits me up and just shouts me out a lot. He was in Hidden Colors 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. He was in Hidden. Mm-hmm. Wonderful brother. One of the realest cats in the game. And Nas, he was telling me about some of the shit that he owns that I didn't even know, like Complex Magazine. Mm-hmm. No, it was Mass Appeal, not Complex. Mass Appeal Magazine. I didn't know that was one of his joints. And he was telling me he had, at the time when we did Hidden Colors 3, he had just opened 12 AM Run as a store in Vegas, a shoe store. Mm. Yeah, so Nas got all types of shit going on.
Yeah, I didn't know that he invested in Lyft.
Yeah.
And Dropbox. Like, I use Dropbox all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nas be hustling the game, man. That's my brother, man. Nas,
quietly.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you're supposed to do it, man. He's a boss with his. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, what's up, Leia?
Hello?
Player, if you don't start speaking, what's on your mind, man?
It's Rakeem calling.
Rakeem, are you all right, brother?
I'm all right, Tariq.
All right, brother, is somebody raping you at the moment? Nigga, cough twice if you're in danger so I can call 911. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want to know, did you see my post I posted on your Morris page?
A post on Morris? What's your name on Morris, brother?
Rakeem Arnaz Mathis.
And why are you breathing so hard, brother? Are you okay?
I was kind of nervous that you answered the phone.
Okay, what are you nervous about, brother?
I don't know.
All right, well, calm down. You're scaring me, brother. You sound like a goddamn rapist. Damn. Let's take a deep breath and relax, brother. You sound like you're naked right. with your ding-a-ling in your left hand, dude.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go. You're making me nervous, brother. You don't have any lubricants over there, do you, brother? Oh. Now, Rakim, now, what's your name on Morris? I'm almost scared to see it, brother. Am I going to see some surprises?
My name is Rakim Arnaz Mathis.
Rakim Arnaz Mathis. What city are you from, Rakim?
Carsdale, Mississippi.
Carsdale, Mississippi. All right, brother. I didn't see your post, man. There's a lot of people who follow me on Morris, man. There's a lot of people who follow me on Morris. What was your post about, brother?
About Bill Nam and Rod Tippman.
I have no idea what you're talking about, brother, to be honest. Is everything all right with you? But let me help you. Are you all right, brother? Anything going on in your life, brother?
Not too much going on in my life.
Have you been diagnosed with anything, brother?
Why you say that?
I don't know. You're breathing hard. You're scaring me a little bit. You okay? Because I'm not trying to clown.
I'm all right now.
Okay, good. Okay, brother. All right, but thank you for the call, brother. All right. Okay. Lord have mercy. What's going on? I know it's Friday. He just got his check. Ooh. He just got the good narcotics. All right. And we normally don't do shows on Friday, but he got him that good, good crack. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Miss Chris, what else is happening in the news? Talk to me, Miss Chris.
Solange has her new album.
Solange. You said it's Solange.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe so, I have a speech impediment.
You ain't got no speech impediment, please.
So it's a seat at the table.
Okay.
And it's so good. It talks about just her, and she's always been my favorite singer of mine, and just... she's so empowering, just talking about black women in general.
I heard that album is very good. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said that album is very good, and I think it went number one right now.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, yeah, shout out to Solange. She's been trying to get it in for a long time, so I hope this is the album for her that takes her over the top and just really get her out there like that. Mm-hmm. You know, she's pretty thorough.
Yeah, this album, she did all by herself.
Oh, she did?
She did all by herself, her and her husband. She did the editing of every video. Her husband shot every video. She went to, like 70 different countries.
Oh, wow.
See,
yeah,
that's
she
amazing.
Did everything on her own. And she, her and her sister are the only two sisters right now with the number one spot.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I love that. Y'all, the phone number is 818. We got a little time left. 818-850-5404. We got a little time left. We want some of those ladies to call up.
Yes,
I love when
ladies.
The ladies call up. I like when the fellas call up, too. But I love when the ladies call up.
I know. I love ladies.
And chop up game. And the ladies are so low. Just like these ladies here. I wish y'all could see them. You guys are going to see them on the video. Stand up.
Oh.
Yeah, stand up. We're going to put the camera on the ladies.
Lord.
Look how... because all the guys want to see what the ladies look like. Look at Miss Sarah posing to be chosen. And look at Miss Chris. Got the, look at she's showing the cleavage and the boobage. Yeah, look, she's showing it. There you go. She's one of them slim ones with surprises going on.
Yes.
And they're single, fellas. The ladies are single. And when you step to them, don't have no gonorrhea, no bullshit, all right? We don't want no gonorrhea popping.
You didn't get any DM slides yet, Chris?
No, I know. Anybody got in your DM?
Yeah.
Hold on. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Well, hold on 1 second. Let me get this call. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Okay, what's going on with the damn phone? So, y'all on Morris. You ladies are both on Morris, and y'all gave out your Morris page last week. A lot of guys been trying to holler. A lot of guys been sliding in there.
No.
Not in
me.
Y'all need to slide in Sarah's DMs.
Oh, no.
What's up?
No,
who's calling?
No.
What's going on, Flash? This is Mike from NY.
Mike from NY, what's on your mind?
Not much, bro. I'm just trying to see, like, what's a good first move to push up on a female with?
The best first move?
Yeah, because this is a chick I be seeing her on my way to work or whatever. And it's like, I just want to say something smooth, like, this is people off of 6 feet. What's that good first move?
All right, well, the thing is, you got to get to the point with whatever you do. See, a lot of dudes, man, a lot of y'all call up, and I can tell that y'all don't know how to get to the point. And that's what y'all got to deal with when women. When y'all deal with women, women like a dude who's definitive. They like a dude who knows exactly what point he wants to make. A lot of dudes, man, get on this mumble mouth thing. They get to mumbling around and slurring around and not knowing what to say or do. When you step to a woman, the first thing, whatever you do, be sure of yourself. That's number one. So when you ask her something or make a comment, you got to say it with definitiveness. You got to be like, oh, excuse me, where are you about to go right now? You're just sure of yourself. Oh, my name is Mike. What's your name? Are you from here? I haven't seen you around here before. You just got to be very articulate and to the point. Women respond to that. They respond to the confidence. So it's not about what you do, brother. It's about how you do it. It's all about the how. You feel me?
Bad. My respect,
man. And thank you for the call, brother.
Appreciate it.
It's all about the how, ladies. That's what it is. You like a man who does things a certain way. Have you ever dated a dude and almost everything he did almost turned you on? Well, he definitely just got up and mopped the floor, took the trash out, and you're looking at him like, when he brings himself back in the house from taking out the trash, I'm going to suck him a little bit. Have you ever thought that, Chris?
Yeah. No, I have. I have. That's why you don't live with a roommate who you think is attractive.
Uh-oh, so you live with a dude, you had a roommate, y'all trying to do the roommate thing, and then...
Yeah, just don't do it. Don't do it. It's not.
So did you end up smashing for some of that rent to get knocked out?
No. Oh. I just moved out.
Oh, please.
Because I was on and off with my boyfriend. Because I had a boyfriend.
Oh.
So that could have led to cheating, and I couldn't do that.
Please, you know you got that rent knocked down just a little taste.
No, he thought it was attractive, and I wore like my underwear around the house a lot, and I was just like, you were home?
Oh, please. please, y'all know there was some...
all the time.
Oh, God. So it was like a sexual tension thing going on.
Yeah, like I'll cut the yoga on the TV, and then I'll start doing my yoga. But, oh, you came home early. I'm sorry.
God, I saw your boobs. Oh, they're so fucking hot. Y'all didn't smash or nothing?
No.
Touch?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No eating? No licking?
It was more of that, like, the tension,
vibe.
Like the flirting, the
he kind of walked past you and kind of
because he had like he was all toned and stuff, and he would like, ooh, get out of the shower.
Was
and
he black?
Me and he's mixed.
Uh-oh. Oh, what was he mixed with? What was he mixed with?
Black and white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
One of them Don Lemons. Okay.
I was like, if I did not have a boyfriend,
why didn't you just break up with your boyfriend and get with him?
What?
Well, you could have been like Sarah, just throw that pussy at him.
Yo, Tariq.
what's up, player? Who is this?
Good evening, my brother Tariq. You and I haven't had the chance to formally meet yet in the entertainment circles, but my name is Khalid. I'm calling you out of Chi-Town. I'm involved with the industry and international business. I wanted to pose two questions to you and the queen sitting there this evening that you haven't expounded on.
Yes,
or
sir.
One, either one, if you could, please. One, this pants sagging phenomenon here across the country, man, with our young brothers and even some of the old fools, a lot of them know where it originates from. But me personally, I travel internationally, and it makes me sick, man, in my stomach when I have to see some dude draws out in public.
Right.
The other issue, and I'm sure we'll formally meet at some point in time, hopefully,
But the other issue is the effeminization of our, you know, masculinity out here, man. And you already have talked about it on a number of occasions, but I'm just now checking out the show this evening, and I was blessed to get, you know, a call in. So if you could handle one or both of those subjects briefly, I'd highly appreciate it.
I'll chop up game about that, brother. Now, how old are you, brother? You sound like a mature brother.
Well, chronologically, I'm grown.
There you go.
I'll tell you that. I'm,
you know, and,
a lot of people know me in the industry on the West Coast and here in the Midwest and the East Coast, too. But,
so you in the industry. Were you one of the Temptations, brother? Shit.
No. No, my brother. I'm vice president of a little indie record company out of St. Louis, a jazz record company. The group called Physical Therapy. But, I do international business over in Ghana, and I'm in the gold business and international trade in Ghana.
There you go. All right, brother. All right. Thank you for the call, brother.
I'm legit. If I told you my whole name, which I'm not going to do on air, you can Google me and see who you're talking to. But I don't know if I'm on the air right now, and I don't want to give you too much information. But my nickname's Mr. Positive.
There you go.
So, that's the real deal there. Walk the walk.
Thank you, brother. All right, brother's going to go on. That's one of the Temptations. Shout out to the Temptations. Light her cigarette if she smoked. Sing it, brother. Do forget. That's one of the goddamn Temptations who called up. That brother sound like he had some miles on him. Woman, you don't want no more. Damn that. Yes, I can, baby. All right. Let's get one more. He was just going to go on and on and on. All right. I think this should be the last call for the night. What's up? Make it a good one. What's up? Who's calling?
All right. All right, this is Chop. I can't give you the full name.
Okay, who are y'all motherfuckers who can't give y'all full name tonight? Y'all, are y'all secret spies?
This one's a little personal. This one's a little
personal. It's like 007 night tonight. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, I know. All right, first one, I guess more business. I do write screenplays, so okay. I always want to know if there's like a place where I can send you a script or something like that. That would be dope.
Okay.
To check out.
I guess you can email me, brother. You trying to get it? Okay. You trying to make some connections while we live on the air? You know.
Yeah. I mean, if that's possible, because the stuff I kind of write.
But we can't. I mean, it's not going to work on air. We're live on the air, so you're trying to make like a business connect, and we're live.
Not on air. I guess it's something like an email. I can just send my stuff to
I got to be careful about that, because that's very, people in the industry, you got to watch out for folks sending their scripts, because what happens is you'll send somebody a script, and if it has any similarity to anything that we're doing, cats be like, wait, I gave him that idea. Oh, hell no. Hidden Colors. Oh, hell no. I gave him a script for Hidden Colors, and that, damn, I need $85,000. It's that type of thing. So email me first, and let's chop it up, and let's see what we can go from there. All right? Thanks for the call, brother. All right. That's why I want some ladies to call up. Ladies just kind of get to the point about the relationships. This is why I get on the brothers, because brothers be calling with all types of shit. Y'all be rambling. And let's keep it about the game. Some of the younger brothers call up about the game. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
What's up, brother? Who's this?
This is Trevor checking in from Miami.
Trevor from Miami. Didn't you call before, Trevor?
No, it's my first time calling.
What's on your mind, Trevor?
Well, Mr. Nasheed, I'm a big fan of your series, The Hidden Colors Things, and I watch a lot of your material that you have online on YouTube and other outlets. And one question that's been on my mind that I really wanted to finally have the pleasure to ask you is, what do you feel about, I would say, the disorganization of some of our leaders, when it comes to enlightening people? Because we do have a lot of great speakers like yourself or, Dr. Umar Johnson and so on and so forth, or Polite, and you have a lot of people with good information that they're trying to spread to people, but a lot of times we find our leaders fighting amongst each other.
Right.
So a two-part question is, A, do you agree with me that there is that mix-up, and B, do you think that that is probably something that's hindering us from growing right now?
Well, the thing is, even that's why I don't like to consider myself a leader, because we all up under the system of white supremacy, and all slaves are equal, as Dr. Neely Fuller says. And that's why I've always rejected the leadership title. We're all subject to a system that has created a prison globally. So as far as what we need to do and what has hindered us, we do not have a code. Melanated people do not have a code. The white supremacists do have a code, and that keeps them in a superior position. That's the only thing that we try everything except having a universal code. We try different religions. We try different catchphrases. We try following different leaders, but we do not ever, ever get a universal code. That's the one thing that we have not gotten. And once we learn how to get a universal code, no matter what religious sect we are, what gang, frat, skin tone, geographical location, then we'll be in a position to empower ourselves for real, for real. All right, but thanks for the call, fam. Yes, indeed. All right. So I think that's, I wanted some ladies to call up. I really, really wanted some of the ladies to call up and really close it out very thoroughly with a real good call. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex? This is RJ from the Bay.
What's up, RJ from the Bay? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing well, man. I had a game question. I know there everybody been hitting you with the socially conscious.
Yes. Let's chop up some game.
I wanted to ask you about when it comes to, like, I know you talk about a first date and trying to make a first date real fly. So recently I tried to take this chick out, but she ain't really had no appreciation for the creativity. And I'm trying to lace her with games. So what happens when you're not getting that cooperation? Like, when you're trying to follow your advice and then the chick's mind is so closed, she ain't never been exposed to nothing creative. Then it's like, yo, all my energy was for nothing. Well, I should have just took your ass to Red Lobster and you a hood rat.
And you see, and that's how you learn game. See, that's how you learn game. See, you're not going to be compatible with everybody. And that's the thing. When you go out with people, you're trying to figure out how compatible you are. Just because you're doing fly things and nice things for a person, if the compatibility isn't there, it doesn't matter what you do. The compatibility is just not there. You're trying to plug in a socket for a PC computer into a Mac. So it's just not working for that computer. Now, if you did that same thing with somebody else that you were more compatible with, you would get all types of accolades and praises, and you would get progressiveness dealing with a female like that. See, we got to learn how to charge certain types of people to the game. A lot of times we do all this wonderful, extravagant stuff for certain people that we're just not compatible with. And they never appreciate it. And we end up getting frustrated and frustrated. So by the time we do run into somebody who would be appreciative, we bring all the baggage that we've gotten from the ratchets and the dusties, and then we sabotage the good relationships. So you need to be learning from ratchets like that. You're doing all this fly stuff and they're not being appreciative. You need to learn from that. You need to learn how not to choose those type of people, how not to choose those type of chicks, how to screen better, because this is all a learning process. Bad dates are learning processes. That's all it is. You dig? And I know, and I know a lot of dudes, a lot of dudes, you look in at dating as investing. A lot of dudes, when you invest in a date, you want a payoff. You want some ass or something. Yeah. You want something. You dig? So you got to learn how to, just like investments, understand when to cut an investment off if you're not making any kind of progress with that investment. Just like, it's just like the dot-com thing. Back in the 90s, they had the dot-com boom. Everybody was buying dot-coms, and they were getting millions and billions of dollars. Then that shit bust. Right. The dot-com bubble bust. You had to get rid of them dot-com stocks. You dig? So the ratchet the ratchet bubble has bust. Y'all got to dump the ratchets, man. See, dudes, for years, dudes thought that they can just kind of get with the ratchets and then have a happily ever after life. It don't work like that, man. This whole thing you getting with ratchets and dusty chicks and women too, y'all dealing with these dusty ass dudes, that bubble has burst. Right now, man, the economy is trippy. We need to be around people who's going to be an asset to the relationship, not a liability. You want somebody who's going to bring something to the table. Because if somebody's not bringing something to the table, they are automatically going to take something off yours. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, brother.
Back to the cold macking.
Okay. He's going on and on. Y'all soak the game up and just take that shit. Take it. If this ain't a lady, I'm hanging up. Who's calling?
I got a good one for you.
Okay, brother. I got a good one for you. Hung up. Okay. Who is this?
Hi, Tariq.
There we go.
Anna.
All right. I needed some feminine energy before we left. Hey, Anna, where you calling from, sweetie?
Richmond, Virginia.
There you go. Now, Anna, what the hell are you doing in Richmond?
Lord Jesus, don't ask that question.
Man. So what's on your mind, Miss Anna?
Well, I was calling Tariq because it's been a long time since we last spoke. And we have had a lot of great things happening in our lives. But
okay, you got to refresh me. I don't remember the last time. Wait, baby, sweetie. I don't remember the last time
Tariq,
we spoke.
Tariq, I am from Brazil. I'm on Ustream. I'm Sketchos.
Okay, I kind of remember, but again, that was a long time ago. Wait, were you, because we're talking some years back.
I
remember
to live
that.
In North Carolina.
Okay.
I live in North Carolina. So
what's going on with you now?
What I wanted to say is that my husband and I are looking forward to meeting you when you come to PC, which I hope is very soon.
Yes.
And I wanted to just, you know, keep everything fresh in everyone's mind that with all the political things that are going on right now, we have to stay on point and we have to keep the issues in front of us.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And we have to keep pressing forward.
Okay, good. I got to roll. Okay. I can't have no drug. Okay, baby. All right. I know y'all, Chris is looking like, oh my God. I can't have no drawn out. I got to just get to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show is about to end. I don't want nothing drawn out long. I wanted my sister to get to the point.
Hopefully another lady calls.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have to. One more call. Let me take this. Y'all got to get to the point, family. I want somebody to get right to the point. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi. I have a quick question.
Hey, where you calling from?
Sacramento.
What's your name, sister?
Renee, I'm in the chat.
Hey, Renee, so what's going on with you?
Cool, I just had kind of like a general question.
No, Renee, first of all, Renee, why are you whispering? You sound like an abusive person is in the house you're hiding from. Why are you whispering, Renee? You're literally whispering. Are you in danger, Renee?
No, I'm not, and I'll cough once. I'm not.
There you go, good. Let us know if you're in danger. Are there any weapons? Are there any weapons in the house?
Only in my hands.
Good.
Yeah,
we don't want you hurt.
Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The best way to turn a guy down when they approach you, when you're not interested, without sounding to be bitchy.
So what's the best way to turn a guy down?
Yeah. Like when they approach you trying to like talk to you without coming off like bitching and without lying.
Well, the thing is, don't worry about lying because you don't know him.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
You don't know him, so don't worry about lying. And if you're not interested, you can tell him anything because some of these dudes are real thirsty. Some of these dudes are hella thirsty and some of them are really rude. So, you know, just tell them you're there with your dude or... you don't have to say anything to people. Sometimes you don't owe nobody an explanation. Sometimes you can just keep that shit pushing. You don't owe nobody no explanation. Sometimes you're just not interested. Just walk off. You don't owe this dude nothing. He's not paying no rent, no bills. You'll never see him again. You just walk off and keep it pushing. Sometimes any type of acknowledgement to these dudes, that's a green light. If you say, well, look, I have a man. What your man got to do with me? You know, it's on some. They on some.
I don't even give a fuck about jail. You think I ain't did jail time? I did jail time. I don't give a fuck about all that. That don't scare me.
You know, you get one of them type of dudes. So you don't explain nothing to them. Just walk off and do your thing and campaign and find some dudes who's fly. Now, what do you look like?
Oh shit! I knew you were gonna say that. I'm on Morris app.
Okay, you're on Morris. What's your name on Morris? Uh-huh.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't want to say. But I'll totally, like, post something now.
Post something on my wall.
Are you follow me? Everybody follows me on Morris. You follow me?
Oh no, but I put the suggestion about Hades for the water supply.
Okay. Do you follow me? Are you not? You're not following me on Morris?
No, we're friends actually.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I got a whole bunch of people on. And if everybody who's listening, you need to be on the Morris app right now. M-O-O-R-U-S, Morris. Go to Morris.com or go to iTunes and download Morris. But hit me up on Morris. Let me know who you are and all that good stuff. And thank you for the call, young lady. All right, that's it for tonight. That's today's show. That is today's show. What are you ladies? Miss Chris, what you got popping for the weekend?
Oh, man. This weekend, I'm at home. I'm going to be editing my book this weekend. Nothing fun.
Cool.
I'm not going out.
Not going out.
No.
And I know, Miss Sarah, what are you doing besides going to Taste of Soul?
I have three photo shoots that I'm doing. So.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Oh, we got a little ass fucking Tyra Banks popping off here.
Oh, you're so beautiful. Didn't know?
Yes,
thank
she
you.
Is. You're Say so something beautiful. Sexy to the audience, because people were like, Sarah's very sexy.
Ooh.
They're like,
ooh.
They like Sarah's voice. They've been we've gotten a lot of praises and criticisms for the show. People like, people hate certain things, but that's cool. That makes motherfuckers tune in, and that makes the show interesting.
I think so.
Now say something sexy to all the men out there, Sarah. Say something sexy, and say it in a sexy way.
Hey, guys. How you doing? what should I say?
That sounds like one of them MTV sex chats that come on at like 2 in the morning. Hey, guys. And then what's funny, they be having the ones with the dudes. That be low-key gay, but don't be saying it. Oh. Hey, you want to meet some friends? Hey, dudes. You want some guys who's real cool? Like, okay. Just say, hey, y'all want to suck a dick?
Oh.
Just say that.
I could say, follow me on Morris.
Yes. Tell them your Morris. Very sexy. What's your Morris page?
My Morris page is Sarah Nicole.
Let's try Chris. Chris, let's hear Chris's sexy.
Say your sexy voice.
Yeah, say your sexy, your Morris page in a sexy voice.
Okay. You can follow me on Morris. My name is Kristen Montage.
That wasn't sexy. That was just quiet. Come on. Y'all got to learn sexy. Women, y'all got to learn the art of sexiness.
Follow Chris at Kristen Montage. You gotta like make love to the mic. Make love to the mic.
But don't get no smells on it. All righty. Anyway, y'all.
Can I just like show my boobs? Is that good enough?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, that's I know. The guys would be like, oh, hell yeah, that'll work.
I'm just kidding.
All right, y'all. That's been today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for tuning in to ISM. Go to ismradio.com, ladies and gentlemen, to get all the archived episodes. And also, we're on iTunes right now, family. ISM is on iTunes. Go to iTunes and tune in to ISM, everybody, and get that downloaded automatically so that you can hear it automatically on iTunes.